podcast.
Bring your friends!
All right.
We're back.
It's done.
It's done.
It's us. It's just you and me.
Yeah.
Nothing but mammals.
Just the two of us.
Isn't that a song?
Well, we have pants.
Just a two. That's been a thing now that, like, people... No, you motherfucker. I have people now that, like, in the street go, ah, Pooh Bear in it. And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know how to feel about this.
Well, if you quit doing it, like today, for
I had pants on. I stand by my decision. You walked in and didn't text me. So I was just...
No, I rang the doorbell twice. And you say, it's unlocked.
I'm kidless.
You said,
listen,
before
this motherfucker,
before you put your pants on,
you're before like, you, put your pants.
You said, it's unlocked.
I'm kidless until Sunday. And yeah, yeah. And the wife is at work. So, I mean, hey, man, I'm going to do what I got to do. I just hope Disney doesn't end up like seizing and desisting. I don't think they can. Because that's in that dictionary, Urban Dictionary. I think it is, right? Hold on.
It's
Pooh Bear.
Winnie the Pooh is trademarked.
Urban Dictionary? Let's see. My man, Urban Dictionary, right there.
Pooh Bear.
There it is. Pooh Bear. Oh, that's how they write it. Okay, I'm writing it together. The act of being in a public. Okay, I don't do that publicly. Not yet, at least. I'm not at that age where I can get away with it.
No, you probably could. As long as you weren't around a school.
Why would I?
Well, I figured you'd be on the playground.
Oh, God. I hope no one that goes to my kid's school listens to this.
Right. Nobody does. Except for the lovely people in Barbados.
Barbados and Springfield.
And Springfield, dude. That's true.
Oh, my God. So what I was trying to tell you early was Post Malone bought the Magic the Gathering ring.
Mm-hmm.
The one ring. I think he paid like $2 million for it.
The one ring.
Have you not heard about this on a series? So Magic the Gathering did a collaboration with Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Which this is like the thing now, which you and I had talked about this in the past. You were like,
yeah.
You had asked me like, hey, how can these companies be bigger? And I was like, they'd have to collaborate. Like right now, apparently Magic the Gathering, the next set mm-hmm. is going to be about Final Fantasy. So 100% I'm spending money on that, on the pre-order. But that's the only way they'll grow. Like Dark Souls, right? Like what's the game that you like playing a lot? It's on fucking PlayStation. Is it God of War? Or is it The Last of Us, the one that you play a lot?
Oh, The Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Imagine if they did a collaboration with Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
So you would buy that, right?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. So then that's the thing is what they did was they did a collaboration. And it's on Rogan. I don't know if we can, like, play it because of copyright. But he
sure
hold on. Let's first of all. Okay, so we'll subscribe. Okay, this isn't from Rogan's direct thing. I feel like. Let's see. We'll go to his directly. But yeah, he bought the card. And what kills me is it was in Canada that they found it. Yeah.
They found the ring in Canada?
Yeah, right? That's what I said. I was like, out of all the places that you could have, like someone could have opened that booster pack with that specific.
Well, it was near the mountains, Canada.
I don't know. Let's see here. Here we go. Papa, there we go. Yeah, he plays a lot of MTG. I wish celebrities would play more Yu-Gi-Oh. I know someone right now is going like... What is that? No, it's amazing. Here we go. Post Malone. The amount was not disclosed per previous offers valued that card up to $2 million. Yeah. So they valued the card that was only one and they rated it, I think, like an 8 or something, which I have my own opinion on the rating system for cards and baseball cards and stuff like that. But we're not going to go into that because there's only one. If there's only one, why is it worth $2 million?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. What I think Post Malone did is... he probably paid like a couple more mil because now that's an investment. That card, unless they reprint it, which I don't think they'll reprint it.
No.
I don't think they will.
Post Malone would sue it.
I don't think he'll sue them, but I think that's an asset for him now. That card is now an asset. Like, he has to put that. I mean, what
he
do
has
you
to put
do?
Insurance.
Can you draw?
Can
Can
you
you draw
imagine?
money with that? Like, can you go to the bank, be like, I need a $1.5 million loan? Psst, the fuck you got in here, you fucking weird looking dude? And he just slams the card on the table and goes, just like, what's
well,
that
no,
move?
actually,
Basic Instinct.
Actually, he would put it on the top of the deck and he'd go.
See, that's Yu-Gi-Oh right there. You know, that's Yu-Gi-Oh. Like, dude, the most expensive Yu-Gi-Oh card I think sold for like over $300,000. And
Oh
it was
my.
about a kid. It was a Make-A-Wish. Kid wanted a card on him, and it was like the Tyler, the greatest warrior, or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Tyler, the great warrior. Here we go. He sold it. There's only one in existence, so it's like,
of course he sold it. He's a Make-A-Wish kid.
He's
got to pay. He's got to pay for chemo.
Bro, no, he sold it and he paid off like a house or something like that, because the creator.
Did he pay for his chemo?
No, he survived all that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he survived. Could you imagine? You do that, and Yu-Gi-Oh's like, all right, well, that card's out there.
You get a card. You get a card. Yeah,
that card's out there. Do you imagine? Like,
no,
I
just thought they made the card for the sick kid, and the sick kid goes, I can die happy.
Dude, that's how I think the One Piece creator, the guy who – One Piece is like an anime show about pirates. It's like the number one show right now.
Oh.
It's like 1,000 episodes in, bro.
Oh wow.
Yeah. The creator told the dying kid the ending, and then the kid died. And I was just like, I was sitting there going, thinking like, fucked up me was like, what if he would have lived? Like, how much money do you think that kid would get if they're like, just tell us the ending? Just tell us the ending. Like, you're $10 million. Nah, because bro, at that point, you got to hire that kid. You got to make him sign in. You think they make him sign in? Oh my God. This
Not
is so
NDA
horrible.
When he's dying.
Oh my God, this is so horrible.
No, because he gets a call a month later. He gets, guess who's not dying?
Yeah, I'll tell you the ending of One Piece. I need you to sign all these release forms. Oh my God. You think he told him a fake ending too? The kid dies, goes to heaven. He's like, that motherfucker was lying to you.
Oh, no.
He was lying.
I don't think he was lying.
You don't think he was lying?
That no, because he gets up there and at pearly gates, he goes, oh, damn, he wasn't lying. That's points on the big board.
That is true. That is true. Ugh, I don't know. I don't know. That's a little crazy. But yeah, dude. He bought that. I'm telling you, I just keep thinking of him going to the bank like, Mr. Malone, what do you have as collateral? It's time. No, wrong thing. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I say that sometimes when I play it. Like, dude, God bless my neighbor. I guarantee you he thinks that there's some crazy people here. Sometimes I'll be playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Here. It's yeah, see, I did it.
Yeah.
I'll just scream at it. I guarantee you he's like, it's happening over here.
Well, you say it when the wife comes home, too.
You like to be my job. I find it funny when people know that I play Yu-Gi-Oh! And it's like I've been playing since I was like, I think like 13 or something, or 15. Since it came out, like to America.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you were there when it came out. So.
Yeah, I remember like the first decks came out and I was like, oh, what's this? And I just read the instructions and I was like, oh, this is cool. And now it's gotten so complex. Like, I play
it's
like there's a deck for anything. You want a deck about frogs? There's a deck about frogs. You want a deck about harpy ladies? There's a deck. You want a dark magician deck? You want a blue eyes deck? Whatever you want, it's out there, man. There's so many cards now at this point. It's just wild.
Yeah, they had a. Didn't they have like a mechanical one or something like
that? Yeah, they have a mecha deck too, which is just wild to me. That's just, I don't know, man. I don't think about that, bro. That card's worth $2 million, like over $2 million. That's just that.
Yeah, where would you keep that?
That's a good
not
question.
Above the fireplace, if you get
that thing's got to be sealed because there's only one. There's only one, and I think it's in like Elfin, something like that. MTG, the one ring. Let me see what it looks. Let me show you what it looks like. Yeah, see, there's all these fakes, bro. Like, everybody know who has it. There it is. That's the one.
That's the real one.
Oh, wait, no. No, no. Hold on. The One Ring. Let's just type in One Ring Post Malone. He probably took a picture with it. Okay. Where is it? Gee, I can't remember. It was in... Okay, hold on. MTG, The One Ring. 2023. This is what happens. There it is. Right there. See, it's in... Whatever, okay. Whatever that is, whatever language that is, there it is right there. Yeah, they gave it a 9. There's only one in existence, mint. That's what Post Malone owns. That's how they seal it and stuff like that in that casing. That's a P. It's called the PSA grading.
Yeah, they have the same one for coins.
Yeah. But some of it, I feel like it's a scam. Some of it.
Well,
not all of it. Because I'd like for someone to explain to me, how do we determine the value of something if there's only one of them? There's, yeah, 001001. Now, Post Malone has it. You think he ever, like,
You think he disguises himself and goes... No, I think he disguises himself and goes to the tournament.
Oh, bro, at that level? Like, if you're... Yeah, that's one thing. If you're that famous, how do you go to tournaments? And you,
like,
make money,
like he
too.
Would take a shower, shave, nobody recognizes him. Nobody.
Christ, he shaves his head. Oh, God. Yeah, how can he compete? He did a video.
But
of,
as soon as,
like,
he plays that.
Oh, yeah. Plays, and I play the ring, and it's like, come on, like, Post Malone, sing me a song.
Malone.
Sing me a song.
You win.
You think he probably gave that dude? How much you think he gave? What would you have done? I would have given him $5 million. Dude, $5 million is life-changing. He can leave the country. It was in Canada, bro. Why do you want to stay in Canada?
That's true. I still think he was near the balance.
I don't know. But no. I'm telling you.
He was around Mount Doom, I think, wasn't he?
I don't know. I can pull it up here real quick. Hold on.
Did you not watch the movie?
Which one? No, I haven't seen the Lord of the Rings movies. No.
Okay, well, then you didn't. They have to return the ring back to the mountain.
Oh, I know that.
That's
like
why
I know the premise. God damn, okay. You got me laughing. I know the premise of it. Okay, here we go. Da, da, da. PSA grandman, but what happens next? Has been found. All right, let's close that big ad right there. This is why. The One Ring, a singular, serialized, one-of-a-kind card from Magic the Gathering, has been found. Proof comes via the grading company PSA, which posted an image of the card Friday morning. The Wall Street... Bro, fucking Wall Street! The Wall Street fucking Journal reported on this, bro. 100% you go to a bank and be like, Mr. Malone, what do you have? I think that it would be customary that if he goes and gets a loan with that, I think the people that are putting it in the vault have to, like, walk around, like, smeagle. Like, I think they have to. I think
I know.
That,
I think somebody puts it in their pocket and disappears.
Bro, fuck no. He's got insurance, bro. He's got insurance on that. June 23rd.
That's what happens when you put the ring on.
That's what happens when you put the ring on. You go invisible, I think it was, right? Yeah.
That's why I say disappear.
Yeah, Canada. It was found in Canada, bro.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this?
It doesn't say where in Canada.
The owner is accepting serious offers through like a New York based reseller, and he wants $1 million. A Canadian marketing firm. Yeah.
Okay, it was $5 million then.
I think it was $5 million, bro. I think he paid him $5 million. This is what I would do. Be like, hey, man, I would, obviously, you know that they met. Like, there's pictures of them together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because it was in that one news story, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was, like, pictures of them and stuff like that. Yeah. And I was like, he probably, like, sat down with him and was like, hey, man, like, you know, what are you trying to do
NDA.
With your life? Yeah, here's an NDA. Of course, here's an NDA. What are you trying to do with your life? Man, I want to get the fuck out of this country. I think $5 million would solve that. After taxes, what, like, let's say it's $2 million. You just put that high yield, 5%, let's say 3%.
You tell him there was an island for sale down there.
That has some very Epstein vibes to it. Very, 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 very.
You're saying you move from the mountains, you go to the tropics. It's okay.
Yeah, see, he paid $800,000 for a Black Lotus, which is one of the rarest cards in Magic the Gathering.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And the Black Lotus was originally worth, I think, like, maybe $100,000, I think. So, yeah, he knows what he's doing, bro. He knows what he's doing. Because now Magic the Gathering is going to, like, he's going to make commercials with Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, if they're smart, yeah.
100%. 100% he's going to make commercials with Magic the Gathering.
And he's got both those cards out. He goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time, dude. God, I would love to do that with Yu-Gi-Oh. Throwing that out there in the universe.
No, it's just he's going to be dressed in a Star Wars cloak and hood.
Bro, he's Post Malone. He can dress up in whatever the fuck he wants. Have you seen all the tattoos he has?
That's what I mean.
Like a wizard.
And he didn't even have a deck of cards. He just pulls those.
That's like a rare hunter in Yu-Gi-Oh. That's what that's called. Here, yeah. I'll show you. You mean like hunter. This? Hold on. You're gonna laugh here in a minute because it's gonna be exactly what you think. There you go, right there.
Yep.
That's Post Malone showing up to a Magic the Gathering tournament. Hold on, I gotta share that one. There it is. Post Malone showing up to Magic the Gathering tournament. Oh my gosh.
The heart of the card, my ass.
Oh, dude. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is wild though. Yu-Gi-Oh! It's just wild. Like I can't even. There's just so much. I don't know. And I think it's like a little more over sexualized too. Here,
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah. Have you seen the not like if you look at certain cards?
I mean, anime and all that stuff is a bit sexualized. Is that what you're saying?
We call that the plot in anime, good sir. The plot. That's what it's called. Here.
Two big plots.
No. Watch this. What is the plot?
Well, I'm sure it has a plot. In so does the anime. Porn.
There we go right here. What is the plot in anime? There you go right there.
Yep. That's it.
To my anime people listening, you know what we're talking about. You know exactly what we're talking about. The plot.
Yep.
The plot dies. I'm telling you, dude, that's what happens when you nuke a country. It's just they come up with hentai. Like,
I can just see that. What's wrong with you? Radiation.
Radiation.
Okay, go ahead.
You know what? It's okay.
I get it now. Okay.
There's this dude on TikTok that he has a video about it where he's talking about like. Japan, we know what you're doing. Stop playing. Oh, shibo. Like, hold on. TikTok. I'm telling you, I'm gonna find this. Japan, stop doing that. Oh my god. Wait, is this it? Let me see. No. Hold on. I gotta find this. I have to find this. Oh my god, there it is.
Japan, what you did.
Let's share this. Hold on. We gotta share this one. This is too funny. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen this.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
It starts at
I don't know what you're talking about. Aren't I cute?
Is that gonna work, Japan? I know who you are.
There you go.
So take off my mask and be the old me.
Oh my god.
This is what you wanted, isn't it? The old me. Empire. Urge of anybody I deem lesser.
Jesus.
Not South Korea, right? And stop it. Oh, you want me to stop, you're gonna have to drop another son on me. Don't forget that you're the one that put this mask on my face and for you to stand there and judge
me. Oh my god.
Don't make me laugh. So why don't we do this? I'll put my mask back on and you can put yours back on. We could go back to the piece that you created. And so I ask you again. Ore. Oh my
You put this mask on me. My favorite one is this dude. He does like the maps, and he'll put like eyes, like it's his face and like the map, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh, that's looking pretty hot over there. And then it's like Ukraine. It's like, we could use more money. And then it's like Russia, we could also use some money. Like, it is just, it's wild to me, the things that people do on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's what, yeah, this dude Reed Choi, he's so fucking funny. Like, he has a couple that are like wild like that. Oh, what's this? Oh, that's offensive.
You're a wizard, Gen Z. That's a fun side. I'm Ron Weasley.
You're a Weasley? If you're poor, just say that. Oh, like, my. How do you change your name? It's your chain. Why are you 5'7 and an orphan? Like, why is nobody thinking this? You didn't even get adopted, and your aunt and uncle hate you. Sorry, I don't have any gold coins, but do you take Venmo, Apple Pay, or Cash App? Oh my god, babe, I saw Draco the other day. Like, tell me you watch Andrew Tate without telling me.
Tell me you watch Andrew Tate without telling me you watch Andrew Tate. Oh god, dude, oh my god. Have you seen the video that Ian Edwards is on? Ian has a video of the bot when you order the bottom G.
When you order the bottom G. Oh.
I'll show this to everybody. I texted him about it and he's like, yeah. Edwards, the bottom G. Hold on. I'm telling you, it's fucking hilarious. That's Ian right there. Well, shout out to Ian Edwards. I think he's starting to prep to like probably do like a Netflix special or something, I would hope. I think that's what's next. Ian Edwards. Let's see, there's that motherfucker right there.
There he is.
He is like the most confusing human being to look at. He's a black British Jamaican dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta pick one, bro. Okay, hold on. No. Hold on.
Which one are you looking for?
When you order the bottom G. There it is. Hold on. I gotta share this with everybody. This is like Ian Edwards. If you don't know who Ian Edwards is, like, you're fucking up. Like, he's great.
You will after this.
Yeah, you will remember him. And I think he's with this one dude. Here it is right here. Watch.
Okay.
What's happening? Oh,
would you do the volume?
I don't know. Where'd I mess up? Oh no, it's no bueno.
Okay,
it's messing up. Hold on. Ooh, that's not good. So how you been, dude?
Been doing all right.
Yeah,
it's been raining a lot here.
Yeah, the rain has been pretty wild.
It's hard to get anything
done. Okay, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. This is so fucking fun.
I want to smoke cigars on a yacht with 100 women that can't look me in the eye.
And I got just the guy to help us do that.
All
right. Stop that. Do you meet him?
I got him on Wish.com.
I wish you didn't do that.
I said stop! You and Andrew Tate! You and Andrew Faith!
You and Andrew Tate, you Andrew Fake. Dude, I was waiting for like a gay version of him to come out or something. I'm waiting for the brown version.
That was pretty close.
That was just so funny. I don't know if that dude's gay. I don't know. He can dance, I'll tell you what. It's not easy to like move your hips like that. Like, that's not easy at all. Especially to get on your tippy toes like that.
I would imagine.
Dude, that's why ballerinas and jiu-jitsu people like have like messed up feet. from all the leg attacks and shit like that. Telling you.
Well, the ballerinas walk on their toes, so.
Yeah, that's just
yeah.
Like, I let another human being break it because I'm dumb. They just do it themselves. Like, that's just. Dude, by the way, how was your show with Anthony Rogers? How'd that go?
It was good.
It was good.
We did the two of them up in Illinois. With this one place in Illinois, and it was the home of Popeye. I didn't know that before.
The home of Popeyes?
The guy who created the comic strip Popeye.
Yeah.
So they have, you go in the town, we get to going up to the venue, and there's this huge statue of Wimpy.
Oh. What the fuck?
So when I seen that, I was like,
I gotta write jokes about this.
This is odd. This is odd. Am I in the right place? So, and then I found out. And so there's statues of everybody in the cartoon strip around town.
That's wild.
And they have a bronze one of Popeye. The rest of them are regular
statues. Was Popeye an honorary Navy? Like, by the Navy? I know Bugs Bunny is an honorary Marine.
I don't know if he's honorary. I know he is based off of a guy who wasn't in the Navy. Anybody called him Popeye?
Huh. Let me see.
According to the plaque they have on the Popeye statue.
Oh, they do? He's a what?
Popeye.
No, I know, but is he an honor?
I don't know if he's an honorary member. You would think so.
I'll have to research that. I want to know now. Now I just want to know. Because it's weird to me how we give, like, cartoons, like, special ranks.
That's true. But it was interesting because you go there and they have a spinach museum, so.
A spinach museum? Do they teach you how to, like, pop it? Yeah. Like, okay, I can see how that's fair. I don't understand what spinach has to do with being a sailor, but, you know, what do I know?
Well, I just know you've watched a cartoon. That's his.
Yeah, that's his. Yeah. I watch it in Spanish.
It's still right?
You're fucking me up. No, I'm going to pull up Popeye in Spanish, in Espanol, motherfucker. You are fucking me up. Hold on a minute. It is. It has to be.
It's
Popeye and Marino. Yeah, here it is in Spanish. You're fucking me up. There we go. Watch. Listen. Okay, how creepy is it? So yeah, that's how I grew up watching Popeye, bro. This is like the old intro here. Hold on.
Oh yeah.
Is it this? No, it's the same.
Oh, there's
a No, here it is. Yeah.
Yep.
This one's like there's no sound, I think. Yeah, it was on Telemundo. Yeah, I remember that, bro.
Yeah.
Telemundo used to have like a ton of cartoons. Like, that's how I watched Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so when I moved to the States, I just rewatched like a bunch of stuff in English because I had only seen it in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a bunch of anime. Like, Rurouni Kenshin came out.
There's a lot of difference between Spanish and the English version.
I mean, I wouldn't say there's differences. I would say that when you... You know, the voices is the biggest thing. The voices is like the weirdest thing to me. Because have you ever heard Dragon Ball Z in Spanish? It sounds like a bunch of whiny kids. I kid you not. Like, only when they scream, they sound cool. Like, only when they scream, they sound.
I don't remember seeing that when I was there.
Hold on. All right, here we go. Mexico dub. That's Vegeta.
Como tú, son mandados a planetas como este donde no existan enemigos fuertes. Eso quiere decir que eres un perdedor.
That means that you're a loser. I'll translate that. I'll interpret that last part. That's Goku.
Debo agradecértelo. Y además, si un perdedor hace muchos esfuerzos, quizás pueda sobrepasar el poder que tiene un.
So yeah, that's how I watched it. So, like, when I watched it in English, I was like, oh, this is way cooler.
Yeah, because they they sound very...
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's just, but, dude...
It's kind of monotone from my ear.
Yeah, but, like, dude, it's like a lot of anime comes dubbed in Spanish before it gets dubbed to English. That's one of the things. Like, well, Saint Seiya. Yeah. Saint Seiya was dubbed before it was dubbed in English. Because there wasn't, like, a market for Japanese animations because of the violence. Because that was the thing. In Telemundo, whenever they showed that stuff, it was uncensored. So, like, Rurouni Kenshin, Samurai X, when they showed the movie and he's, like, decapitating people and shit, mm-hmm. like, they show all of that. Telemundo does not give a fuck.
Okay. Because Puerto Rican television is about the mm-hmm. same way, because whenever you watch the news and they said, here's a car wreck of the dead body. They actually show you the car wreck and the dead body.
Yeah, I think they changed that recently, but back in the day, you could see some pretty gruesome stuff, I think.
Yeah.
And probably that changed because of ads and whoever pays and whatnot, like anything does. Money moves the world, I guess. But yeah, no, it was really weird. And like growing up too.
It's just they had very little censorship.
Yeah.
What they show.
And comedy shows were wild.
Yeah.
Like comedy shows on TV, there's a dude named Sunshine Logroño, which is the dude that I grew up watching doing comedy. He had a show called Club Sunshine, which is like, imagine like a Dave Chappelle sort of skit version, right? But it's okay. All like improv.
Yeah.
So that's Sunshine right there. And like, it was stuff like this.
Straight Discord from Carvana.
All right. We're going to go ahead and wait for that ad. That's embarrassing. Yeah, right here. Explain to me. Why you gotta get naked to brush your teeth? What is that? It's because it's hygienic. Well, no, just stay dirty. But don't brush your teeth whenever I'm taking a shower. You know, it's gonna happen like that political guy that he grabbed something that wasn't him when he went in the shower. Well, whoever. The thing is, I love it. I do it for your right. This is what I grew up. This is what I grew up watching, right? And at the end, I stumbled. Sorry.
That's all
right. I've been drinking, people, so don't worry. So, yeah, dude, that's what I grew up.
That's pretty good, though, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that was the comedy that I grew up with. And if you saw that dude do stand-up live, like, that dude's fucking wild. Like, wild, wild, wild. And then there's another guy that he had a show, too. And I can't remember his name. Danny probably remembers. Daniel probably remember who it is, and he was wild also. But that was like the shows that I watched growing up. That's why you remember someone asked me this the other day on an interview. What was it? How we started the podcast? Remember when we were talking at Run Radio, and it was Kevin Farley that told us, "Hey, you guys."
Oh yeah,
should...
Kevin Farley. Did
so that. So I forgot, but like remember that I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And Leighton threw me under the fucking bus.
Yeah.
So I was telling to somebody, do you remember what he did when he was talking to me in the car?
Yeah.
He was like, were you homeless as a veteran? And I was like, nah, man, almost. And he goes, well, there's a couple lakes here. You could have been in a van down by the river. And I go, thankfully that didn't happen. And you and Leighton were in the back shaking your head and fucking, he goes, I like you, Richard. So I get home and I told that to Bridget and she goes, I'm going to divorce you. I was like, why? And then she pulls up the fucking video and I was like, I feel really dumb. But that's how disconnected I am from American like culture and shit like that. Like when it comes to that shit, you and I have that issue all the time.
Yeah. No, I thought some stuff was universal and it's not because some, I only say that because you go to France or Spain or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's certain stuff that's universal.
Yeah, and that makes me believe that it's a cultural thing too. I think it's like a cultural thing because it's really hard to want to sit down and watch TV when the beach is like readily available.
Well, that's true too.
You know what I'm saying?
Not a lot of TV watching.
That's the thing. Andy Chudamelo, when he gave us the bottle of Don Q that we opened with Danny.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I had waited for him to like come back after 2 weeks in Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
And I told Andy, I said, how many times did you watch TV? He goes, man, 2 weeks, not at all. I go, why? He goes, man, there's just so much beauty to see. Now you understand why I haven't watched so many movies. And he even was at the gym. He goes, bro, like, I get it now. Like, I get why it's that. He's just like, I would watch anime and stuff, but I was normally like playing video games or reading or playing chess and shit.
Well, it just, like, whenever you grow up, especially when it snows out.
I know what that's like.
You stay inside, so you watch TV or play
yeah.
games.
Yeah, so
like
imagine
that.
If it never snowed and it was always nice weather. Yeah.
So that's why it's, they always had the summer reruns and all that stuff, because everybody was outside.
Mm.
I don't know if they do that anymore, but they used to have the...
I don't think cable. I mean cable
everything's
TV.
Changed. They got the streaming service.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to wait for your show to come out.
I think eventually what will happen is cable will be like completely obsolete, and then they'll have to like move to like, hey, download this app, and it'll be the same like local channels and stuff on an app. I think that's the way that we're going. I mean, it would make sense.
Cable can't sustain, especially with fiber optics and streaming.
That's the thing. In streaming services, just, I don't know.
It eclipses everything because we only had three stations growing up.
Mm.
And now you can watch the same show on 10 different channels now.
Yeah, and whenever I want to. Benefit of TiVo back in the day when TiVo came out.
Yeah, when TiVo
had a good run. Yeah, they had a good run.
They did. They did have a good run.
They had a great run. And then Netflix said, Datemayo, like, hold the fuck on.
Hang on.
Shotomate. Like, it was like, no good, sir. We are not playing that. It's like video games,
like,
dude. But, okay, I remember Blockbuster in Puerto Rico, La Número 2, right next to KFC in Ponderosa, like near the mall. I remember that. But I also, like, I mean, it just wasn't that big of a thing, like Blockbuster. Like, I just never – I remember when Netflix had DVDs. I was coming back from Iraq.
Yeah.
And they were, and like, they had DVDs.
Blockbuster started doing the same thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They were late to the game because Netflix started first.
Do you think if Blockbuster would have done streaming, they would still be relevant then, in your opinion?
Yeah, because they didn't evolve quick enough.
Well, they also had the advertisers because Block. Remember, everybody had a Blockbuster thing. You had a Blockbuster thing with Pizza Hut. Like, if you bought a certain pizza, you could get a movie for free.
Yeah.
If you
they had the
connections.
They had the connections, and they started doing. Netflix came out, and they had a different companies that you could just order it. They mail it to you, and you play the video game or a movie.
I wonder how
that
got
started.
For
how long you wanted, you know, for like 30 days.
Yeah.
Send it back.
I wonder how that got
started. So there was
no
late fees or anything else.
No.
Because that's what killed Blockbuster, was the late fees.
But then the problem that they ran into, if I recall correctly, was a lot of people were returning DVDs broken. And then they went to streaming. Because I remember, like, they went into streaming after 2008, I think. Like 2009 or something like that, if I recall. Hold on.
I think
let's,
so.
Let's pull
I
this
think
up.
Probably 9, though, 2009.
Hold on. When did Netflix start streaming? Yeah, streaming online. There it is. Survey says 2007. So yeah, see, I didn't get it until because that was 2007 was a rough year.
Yeah.
2008, 2009 were very rough years for Richard. I didn't get it until 2009, and I was like, this is awesome, but like sometimes it would like lag, and it was because of the internet. You know how it is on base.
Yeah,
like that. Did you guys have that issue in the Navy? Like internet.
Yeah, we had shitty internet.
Speaking of the Navy,
because we had like during flight ops and stuff like that, because we had to run different equipment, so
you had to have internet and stuff.
No, I don't think the internet either shut it off on purpose during those times, or it interfered
with the I can see that. Speaking of the Navy, we were talking earlier about the two spies and whatnot that apparently they have. I mean. It doesn't overshadow.
They weren't spies. They were somebody that the Chinese government contacted, some sort of handler.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Let's pull up everywhere here. So, okay. China arrests military industry worker and accusation of spying for... What the three... what the fuck? That just happened. China arrests military industry worker on accusation of spying for the CIA.
Okay, this is China a different one.
This just happened. This
exactly,
literally just happened.
Exactly.
China has detained a worker from a military industrial group on suspicion of spying for the CIA, Chinese National Security Authority said Friday, adding to the list of public accusations filed between Beijing and Washington. That's kind of interesting that they caught. Do you think? Sometimes I feel like.
You realize what happened last week, right?
Yeah. But
so
what I'm saying
is just a matter of time is what that was.
But what I'm saying is, like, do you think that I feel like sometimes we know where the spies are. We just let them be. And then when something big happens, we're like, all right, we got to nab one. And I feel like, they swear to God, they probably just pick it from like a box. It's like, chow mein, like whatever. And it's like, all right, we got to go get him. And then China goes, oh, really, motherfucker? I got that too. Let's pick up John. And it's like, oh, I'm not a... Dude, we know. Shut the fuck up. Like, listen, you're going to stay here for political reasons. You're going to get treated right. It's okay. We know who you are. Just shut the fuck up. Like, that's what I feel like it's like. Because what a coincidence. What a coincidence.
No, last week they broadened the view. They broadened the law on how you could determine somebody was a spy or not. China did.
Ah, well, I guess so. That's a place I will not be visiting.
So they broadened the scope of being a spy. And then a week later, they catch somebody with the CIA. Ugh. Supposedly, allegedly with the CIA.
Aparente y alegadamente, like the Comay says.
Yeah, well.
That's
it's not a coincidence.
What? Good sir, are you trying to tell me
and
that
probably
the
right.
government is lying?
Yeah.
How dare you?
And I'm sure we knew where some of the spies were at.
We have to.
Because who do we feed the...
But that's what I'm saying. Like we have to. Because there's no way that, like, as smart and as technologically advanced we are, we haven't ran into, like, a phone call where we're like, just let's see where this goes. Yeah. And then we just let it go far enough, and then we go, all right, now we're going to cut it. We have enough information.
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen it in court when people say, I got information about some things, and then people get... Oh, this case is now, you know, the three-letter agency is going to run this.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I've also seen other agencies take cases from another agency and then claim credit for that.
Yeah.
Not going to name any, but.
They have three letters.
They have three letters.
But they do that. Oh, the three-letter agencies screw over the other three.
Oh, yeah. It's all a budget fight.
Yeah.
It's all a budget fight. It's like, it just. It just blows my fucking mind. Like, it's like, oh, God.
Because it just, I can't imagine, because the FBI wants a new building.
For where? For Quantico?
For their headquarters.
Building is old as shit, though. Like, I could understand that. That building is old as fuck.
I could, but at the same time, Congress is asking for information, and they're like, oh, I can't give that to you. It's like, well, do you want a building or not?
Oh.
I'm just playing a card right. It's like, what do you want to know? What do you want to know?
That's like Missouri. Missouri just celebrated Child Support Month.
Oh yeah.
I fucking shit you not. As soon as I saw that, I was like, took a deep breath. Took a deep breath. Yep. So that's Oh man. You know? It's just, you got to love it. You just got to love this town.
Yeah, that's, I didn't know that was something to celebrate.
Bro, 100%. 100%. Oh, I'm going to tell you how I really feel about it. Fuck that, you know? Fuck that, first of all. Fuck paying child support. I'll say it out loud. I don't give a fuck anymore. People know enough of my story.
There you go.
Yeah, people know enough that they know. This is not, August is Child Support Month. I'm sorry. August is Child Support Awareness Month.
Okay, so if
an annual time to raise awareness about a critical income support program that helps millions of children and families.
Actually, it doesn't help any family.
Some people need it. Some people do. Some people, like, I know. Listen, no, I know I'm situations.
You're saying it helps families. Technically, it's not a family. there's a dad.
There's, and listen,
trying to see his kids.
100%. But here's the thing. There's also dads who are fucking monsters and keep the kid away from the mom. And both parents are the weak. Because I know of a person, I'm not going to name because the situation is bad.
Yeah.
That the dad's a complete monster. He's a complete monster. The dude needs a lot of help. But yet the state is like, no, he has custody. So it's like the system is it all needs to be, you know, rebranded. What I don't like is the whole...
It always seems to be tilted in the wrong direction.
Yeah. And that's changing, though. Like, you know as well as I know that Missouri's changing. It's just we do things like this, and it's like, okay, come on now. Like, you know, but again, every month has to be something. My whole thing with the child support is that it just always seems a little one-sided. And I've seen circumstances where one parent gets the child support, but they don't even have a place to live.
Yeah.
But they get custody of the kid, right? Like, and by a place to live, they don't have their own place that they pay out of their own pocket that they can maintain safely and sustainably, right? Because that's what it's defined. But then the other parent has to pay. And we've seen a dude like Kelly Clarkson has to pay fucking child support, bro. Have you seen that?
I did see that.
That, how is that fair? Like, how is that fair to me? Like, it's never been. And she has to pay alimony.
Yeah, but she have, see, that's what guys go through.
100%. But it's just I'm like, just, I've never.
It surprises me that it's Kelly Clarkson because she's a female. Not because
it's
she has to pay alimony.
I think, she, did you see the video of her she redid the lyrics to a song?
Which song are you talking about?
Hold on. Give me a second. Hold on. I think it's, I hope it's, I'm, hope I'm, hold on. Dude, this is, Bridget sent this to me. Oh my God, hold on. I new healed lyrics? Okay, I don't know which one it is. Oh, there it is, 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 there it is. Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. Should we show...
Kelly Clarkson show? I don't know.
Hold on, let's subscribe. First of all, yeah, we'll show this. We'll show this. This is... You gotta listen to this.
Okay.
I listened to this and it was wild. Get you and your dad and the fact that you got half and my broken heart. Turn that in the art. Forget you and your friends that I'll never see again. Everybody but your dog, you can all get lost. I swear I meant to mean the best when it ended. Even tried to bite my tongue when you start. Now you're texting all my friends asking questions. They never even liked you in the first place. Dated a girl that I hate for the attention. She only made it 2 days, what a connection. It's like you'd do anything for my affection. You're going all about it in the worst ways. I was into you.
Damn. I love it.
I fucking love it. That's a nice way to say fuck you. Dude, I think too. I'd be mad fucking too. That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. That's just
but that's any guy that has any amount of money. Child support, alimony, and it doesn't matter what the situation the other person is in.
That's why, have you seen this interview, Soft Belly Underwhite or something that they did with a divorce attorney from New York? I'll send you the interview. You need to see this interview.
Okay.
And like, one of the things that he said, he's talking about how basically what he's alluding to is that the key to a happy marriage is doing nice things for each other. Yeah. And he says that every single divorce that he's ever done in all his years, he remembers like a few of them. He told the story of one that the woman's like, you know, I knew I was getting divorced when he stopped like refilling the yogurt, because there was a specific yogurt that I liked. They only sell it in one place. And the day that he stopped, I was like, yep, we're fucked. And he goes, well, what was it for him? And he goes, blowjobs. He just loved blowjobs. And in the morning, it was no effect. And the attorney goes, which one of you stopped first? She goes, I don't know. Like, yeah, dude, you just got to do nice things for each other.
Yeah.
Like, most people don't realize that, too. Like,
that blowjobs are important. They are. They are important. They could save America.
Do you think they could save this country? Bro, if every dude woke up with a blowjob, How fast do you think we'd get the cure to cancer?
Oh, that's especially those that aren't married. They get one in the morning. Boy.
Oh God, dude. It's just wild to me. It's fucking crazy. It's so sad too. Like, when you look at it. I mean, you've been divorced, you know?
Yes.
Like, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I don't think that's changed.
No.
At all. Ah, Ah, it's just wild. It's just fucking wild.
Ugh. No, it's always the guy's fault.
But... Well, yeah, I have the penis, Eric. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's what you say.
That's what I say. You've seen it!
Not on purpose. Not on purpose.
Dude, so when are you doing shows? Are you going back with Anthony Rogers to do some shows and stuff?
Yeah, we're talking about Osage coming down here. And I or the surrounding area.
Yeah.
And of course up there, nothing solid yet because he still has a he did what we used to do up at Osage with the at the coffee shop we used to go to. We'd rotate out comics.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's what he's doing, and he's trying to expand, and he wants to come down to Osage and of course down here towards cool. Springfield somewhere.
I haven't worked enough with him to like get a read on him, but every time he's like reached out or I've reached out, he's been super respectful and everything, and like real clear when it comes to business too.
Yes.
Like every time I've spoken to him, he's like, hey, this is how much I can pay you.
Yep.
Is that okay? If not, I understand. Like he's always been like that, at least with me. But
yeah, he's very upfront. So
yeah. And he's, I think he's smarter than what he leads on to. I think that's a vibe that I get from him. Like you see some of the guests he's had, which shout out to the Anthony Rogers show. Like, you know, had a Carol Baskin in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Carol Baskin. He's had one of the guys from Three Doors Down. Like he's had Tommy Chong too. So like he's had a lot of people. Speaking of a lot of people, I wanted to ask you about something, but I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Come here. Okay.
you don't want to talk about that. You're a Perry somebody's dad. Don't say names.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Would you like to tell how that story happened, just without saying names?
Well, I was.
We have to protect the identity of some people.
I was helping somebody
move. I think
move.
Right? Yeah,
and they had to drop something off at the ex's place, so. Went down there and we got to the place. So we
how did she greet you? Up,
and first thing I heard was in a very feminine voice, but it still said, "Who the fuck are you?"
That was the greeting.
That was my greeting.
Okay.
First words out of her mouth.
Wow.
The last time she talked to me.
What was your response? You just
I was shocked. It was like
that someone would talk. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, and then of course
the other party.
The
involved.
Other party was friend. So I just.
So how did they figure? How did they figure out that you were someone's alleged?
So I as soon as he said friend, she took her gaze off me, and that's when I left.
All right.
And started unloading what we had to unload.
All right.
So it says that's the last time I talked to her. And I found out after we left. That I was his girlfriend's dad.
I don't think that's mathematically possible. You would have had to been like. Yeah, no, I don't think. I mean, maybe my math is wrong. Maybe. I don't know. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. It's in the realm of possibility.
It's in the realm, but definitely.
Probably
no,
not.
No.
But.
No. Fucking people, man. People are so comfortable talking like that to other people.
Ugh. Yeah. So.
Ugh.
That was an odd greeting. I mean, especially after traveling, what were on that, like.
Like 800, 900 or something. Oh no, 13. Yeah, 13. Yeah,
like 13 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
could you imagine if your wife greeted you like that every day? Would you gotten divorced or would you stay then? If that's that's the greeting. God.
That would be rough. I don't know. I've seen 50 first dates.
I've seen 50 first dates. I mean, it's not like being single is any any better. We hear it from the comics all the time. Like the horror stories of like Tinder. It's... Oh, dude.
Yeah.
God. God, no.
There's a lot of crazy people.
I don't think there's a lot of crazy people. I think there's a lot of hurt people that just don't want to like admit that not everybody has to be a piece of shit. Like everybody is a piece of shit, but not everybody has to be a piece of shit.
That's true.
That's the thing. That's
You're probably right. Probably not crazy, but hurt.
Hurt. Yeah. That's why I don't attribute it. My dad used to say that. Speaking of crazy shit, did I tell you about the interview that I did with Brandy Interpreter?
Yeah.
I just finished.
You put a post up too for
it. Yeah, I just finished listening to it and it was really good. And she did a really, really, really good job. A really, really, really good job, like with that interview. It surprised me a lot. A lot of the stuff that she kept from that interview, because I think there was some stuff that was probably cut, but that interview was really good.
No,
like it was really good. It was, yeah. And she's like in my realm. She's an interpreter also. So,
oh, I didn't know she was an interpreter.
Yeah. She's an interpreter. Yeah. It was really interesting because, like, you've seen, like, interpreters when they meet me. Like, a lot of interpreters are like, oh, my God, you're Richard. And she was like, you know, I had my doubts. Because it's like, you're not orthodoxly trained. And I'm like, yeah. this is how I learned it.
Yep.
And just
Dragon Ball Z. Not everybody does it that way.
That's the secret, everybody. How did Rico get rid of his accent and learn English? I would just watch Jerry Springer and Dragon Ball Z. That's it.
Oh, that's a joke right there. That's there's something there. I gotta elaborate on that. But the taco place here, they listen to the podcast and they practice their English and stuff like that.
The Chinese place.
Oh yeah, I forgot the kid's dad recognized our voices.
Yeah.
No, he said it was the receipt or something. Was it that I signed? That he's like Rico.
He's seen the receipt. He's like
My dad listens to this podcast. Doesn't that always weird you out when that happens to us?
When your dad listens, yeah.
No,
that does weird me out.
He actually called me the other day. He goes, "Hey, great interview, you and Eric. Great interview, but." Don't cuss so much. Don't cut people off. I'm like, things like Eric did great. You were just. I'm like, thanks. Like, it's our show. Like, all right, thanks.
Both of us are there.
Yeah, it's always weird to me when someone like is like, oh yeah, that's cool and all, but everybody has one too. And then I sent you that statistic, right? The video. Yeah. It's wild, dude. It's wild how many people don't want to work. It's just wild. It's wild. Speaking of wild, you see the wildfires in Hawaii?
I did.
What happened there? Like, I haven't followed it well enough because I've been reading other stuff.
Well, they, from what I can gather, they don't know how the fire started, but they had a...
full island evacuation?
Of Maui, yeah.
Yeah, Maui, yeah, Maui, 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 yeah, yeah.
But they had a high-pressure system and a hurricane on two separate... So it funneled air through the islands.
Oh, so the fucking cost it. Yeah. I saw videos of like people in the water. Like, I don't know if it's true, but then on the news, they were like, people are in the water, jumping in the water. So it wouldn't, the sharks though.
Well, I don't think I don't know Maui that well, but I don't think there's a lot of sharks there or if it's how shallow.
I don't know, man. It's in the ocean, bro. It's in the ocean.
Because normally the shallow, you don't have to worry about the sharks.
Depends. Certain kinds will come and bite your ankles. Like, certain kinds will come and still bite you. There's certain sharks that they... Kaylin can explain this when we have her again.
Okay.
We'll debate this with Kaylin.
They bite your ankles.
They'll bite, like, they come to, like...
Dog shark?
Close. Something. That's what I would call it. Like, an ankle, like a chihuahua shark, I guess.
Are they in the Gulf mainly?
I have no clue. I have no fucking clue, to be honest with you. But that we'll have to debate with Kaylin, which she's going to be coming back soon. She had her 27th kid, so.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
It's a lot of kids, bro.
Yeah. I think she gets a free toaster with this one.
I get a free, bro, Oprah comes and visits her. No. That's what needs to fucking happen, bro. And then it cracks me up.
Comes by and goes, and like, then, hey.
And then it cracks me up. She's like, I saw a shirt the other day that was like a spider shirt, like a rash guard for jujitsu. She goes, do they have it in medium? I go, it's XL. She goes, I can get up to that weight. I just need to go talk to Andrew real quick to put another kid in me. And I'm like, you just jinx yourself. Poor Andrew. Like, bro.
Another kid.
She's like DJ Khaled. Another one.
Again.
She doesn't listen to me. Oh, dude. It's wild. The episode by the time this episode comes up, it'll be out. But the episodes with the comics with Carter, with Russell, and with Harrison comes out.
Oh, nice.
Comes out here pretty soon. Yeah.
That was a pretty good time.
Those guys are so fucking funny. Like, and Corbin too, trying to get him back here. Because those guys are just. They're so entertaining to have. Like, yeah. It's just like, it got wild. Like, that was the amount of Jewish jokes that were said on that episode. Oh, man.
Well, I we were pretty ethnically covered on that table, I think. I mean.
Yeah, because we had Carter, we had me, we had Harrison. And then we had you, and then we had, I think we're pretty covered.
Yeah.
You see, Muslim, Hispanic, Black. Okay, we're good.
Yes.
Well, dude, it's been fun, man. It's been fun being here with you, man. It's always awesome when we do an episode together.
Absolutely.
Because it's always like the wild shit that happens and whatnot. But yeah, to everybody listening at home, thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes.
Keep supporting us. Go subscribe to our YouTube. Subscribe to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/FreakoPodcast. And also, just send us any ideas of people that you'd like for us to interview. Like, that's like the best way for us to be able to gauge like what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah.
Because if not, we're going to keep trying to get historians, maybe some anime people. Musicians, which we always love having musicians.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so, but that's definitely it right there.
Yeah. We have a lot of people we'd like to get on here, so we are working on it. It may not seem like it, but we are working behind the scenes.
Cruz! Lizzo, get Lizzo in here too.
Well, we had some bananas.
We need to get Lizzo and Ari Spears.
Ooh,
just make that like a debate. Make that like a debate. Like, we just come up with questions and then we let them both answer. Like, question number one, what color is a banana?
Well, we'd have to do it over the jiu-jitsu with all the mats and everything.
Just in case. If I have to
do some folding.
Oh, God, this is bad. You motherfucker.